In the Footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres, Giovanni prepares to meet Beelzebub. Why is the devil Beelzebub called the Lord of the Flies? Asked Laureano de la Torre of the Hermit. According to the ancient languages, Latin, Greek, and Hebrew before them, he was a false god who was worshipped on high places or even on terraces. His name derives from the word Baal, meaning owner or lord, and Zubab, meaning flies. This Baal was a lord worshipped much by our distant ancestors. In fact, its root word still lives on in such popular names such as Hannibal, meaning favor of Baal, and in the name Baltazar, who was the eldest of the three kings. In the early history of Israel, Baal and his mate Asherah were worshipped on the dark mountain called Belphegor. But sometimes the early Israelites used his name interchangeably with that of Yahweh. Consider that Saul named his own son Esbaal, meaning man of Baal. Jonathan named his own son Meribaal, meaning he who resists Baal. And even David named his boy Baliada, meaning Baal knows. Many have forgotten the hidden meaning of names. The two men trudged on in silence for a little while, taking in the subtle change in the altitude. It was evident by the fact that the foliage around him had deepened into an intense red. Giovanni was still holding on to the dead man's hand when he felt him squeeze his fingers. "What does my name mean?" asked the dead man. "Your name, Laureano, means victorious one, or he who offers laurel leaves at the altar of the gods. And of course your last name, Torre, means tower dweller. Step up this way, God's beloved," the dead man said to the hermit. They both paused and caught their breath in wonder. Silhouetted on the shadows cast by the setting sun, the entire rock face of the mountain was now crimson set against a darkening turquoise sky. "These two are the most sacred colors," whispered the dead man to the hermit. "They guard against evil. For this reason, local women put coral and turquoise bracelets on their babies." "Tell me some more," implored Giovanni. "What is the nature of these two materials?" "Red coral is formed in water. Since witches have no power over water, bearers of this calcium-rich deposit are immune to witchcraft. In later times, since John the Baptist used to pour waters over converts, its power was emphasized. And if you want more proof of the power of the color red, think back to the ancient story of how when the destroying angel came into the land of Egypt, the Hebrew slaves kept their firstborn children safe by painting their door lintels with the blood of a lamb. And of course, turquoise blue is the color of the firmament above, making it holy." "There is so much local culture that is derived from other cultures," pondered the hermit pensively. "If you think about it seriously, then you will find that all peoples are related through history, belief, and myth," returned the dead man. "Which one is your own personal favorite?" asked the hermit. "Why, there are many," began the dead man. "But I have always enjoyed the Greek myth of how the goddess Hebe, who was the cup-bearer of the gods, tripped one day and spilled the cup of nectar. She was immediately replaced by Ganymede, who is now Aquarius. As a result, Hebe got married off to the god of strength, Heracles." He paused briefly to let Giovanni take in all of the details. "Now," he said, continuing, "in the southern tip of Spain, there is a fountain dedicated to Hebe in the temple of Heracles. It is in the city named Cadiz. The city's original name was Gladir, meaning place of the sword." "Ah, that's why sword-wielding soldiers in Roman arenas were called gladiators," interrupted Giovanni. "And sword flowers are called gladiolas," continued the dead man. "But getting back to my story, once a year, regardless of the ebb and flow of the ocean tide, the fountain of Hebe floods the temple of Heracles." "I don't follow where you are leading me," said Giovanni haltingly. "What I am telling you is that something that follows a yearly cycle has been made into the myth of a goddess who spilt her cup and then was buried off to the god of strength." The hermit bowed his head in reverence for the dead man. He had just learned that not all knowledge comes from linear or logical thinking. Sometimes the greatest truths were hidden in symbols and in myths. You have been walking in the footsteps of the hermit with Larry Torres. Adios.